Ladies, Arabella Nightwind here, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, and the one most likely to be rescuing our dear captain when he's had a bit too much rum and charm on shore. We be lying at anchor in English Harbour, Antigua, where the ghosts of admirals and sea captains still whisper through the rigging. A fine place for finding treasures of all kinds. Now, speaking of treasure, while poking round the captain's cabin, which I never do without permission, well, hardly ever, I came across a drawer full of aged parchment and wild scribblings from a curious soul who calls himself Sir Isaac Newton. Leave it to Blackbeard to liberate such oddities and then to stash them away between charts and canon manifests. Alongside that, I discovered this yet-to-be-released gem, Financial Habits of the Wealthy. A real eye-opener, a proper eyeball unshackler, filled with bold words and sharp truths from folks like Robert Kiyosaki, Helen Keller, Churchill, General George Patton, Lao Tzu, and others who knew how to hoard or earn a fortune. So if you ever found yourself wondering what the rich do different or why your coin purse always be half empty while theirs be overflowing, this one's for you. It may just change the way you think about loot forever. And for those keeping score, the last time I uncovered one of these forgotten podcasts, the captain whisked me off to Salt Island for a high society ball, said, "I clean up better than most duchesses." I may be a pirate lass, but even I enjoy a night of dancing under the stars with a man who smells slightly less like gunpowder than usual. Now, hoist your curiosity and prepare to learn the ways of the wealthy Blackbeard style. Let the podcast begin.
Arr, Blackbeard here with some observations of the financial habits of the wealthy. Welcome aboard. Come sail along as this old pirate spills the beans about the financial habits of the rich. Everyone has heard that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but has anyone ever stopped to ask why? What do they know or what do they do different than the rest of us deckhands? Let's dive down to investigate and see how the wealthy build and preserve wealth. We shall call these Habits of the Wealthy. Before we set sail, you should understand what Robert Kiyosaki explained in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. An asset be something that puts coin into your pocket, whether you put forth daily effort or not. A liability be something that causes coin to be taken from your treasure chest, such as houses or cars that require constant repairs and maintenance, boats, motorcycles, planes, and anything else that does not make you money, but costs you money. Then there be stuff. Stuff don't make you money or cost you money after it be paid for. It just takes up space and perhaps some of your time. This is not to say that you should not own stuff or liabilities, but don't think that just because you own it, that be an asset. It only be an asset if it causes the cash to be flowing in, not out. Savvy? Let's hoist the sail on American citizens that have $1 million of assets or more and see what habits they use to navigate the financial seas. If you're not wealthy and would like to be, these be good habits to intentionally develop. Habit number one, develop and maintain close relationships. While this may not sound like financial advice, according to the Harvard Study of Adult Development, studies show that there is a strong connection between strong, happy, healthy relationships and longevity, or how long you avoid Davy Jones's locker. Over 85% of wealthy Americans say they feel strongly about staying connected with close, supportive friends. My own advice, if you have friends, don't ignore them until they drift away. Stay in touch and be uplifting and encouraging. Helen Keller said, "Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light." Aye, Keller knew the deep strength that comes from closeness. Even in dark seas or stormy skies, a true friend at your side turns even the fiercest gale into fair winds. However, if you have friends that either don't support you in your quest for a better life, or won't at least encourage you to chase your dreams, I suggest that you develop some friendships that will help you, not hinder you. Habit number two, seek continual improvement. Be open to improvement in yourself and also in your financial plans. Face the facts, you rapscallions. The person you are today and the knowledge that you have is what got you into the position or the predicament that you are in now. Do you see any room for improvement? Aye. He hopes that it makes sense that if you want to change your current financial status, you need to improve both your knowledge and your capabilities. Or in simple terms, if you are already the kind of person who could be a billionaire and already had the knowledge necessary to be a billionaire, then you would already be there, you landlubber. Continue to put on the show for friends and family that you are supremely wise if you choose to, but inwardly adopt an attitude and willingness to learn and improve. Most wealthy Americans are always open for improvement in their own thinking and in their financial habits. The world is ever-changing, so it is important to continue educating yourself and continue learning new financial strategies. Confucius says, "The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones." Aye, wise words for the long journey. Improvement comes not all at once, but by steady work and a willing heart, turning even the smallest gains into a mountain of success. Take these words to heart, matey, for a life of continual improvement be the mark of a true adventurer. Keep learning, keep growing, and the horizon will always offer something grander. Habit number 3, develop a long-term view. The average deckhand may only see what is directly beside the ship, or even be constantly looking back at the past. A good captain keeps his eye on the horizon, even if there be a school of sharks circling below. Most wealthy Americans have long-term plans, with about 85% having financial plans designed to avoid long-term risks. The average American, who remains average or broke for life, never sets plans beyond the next weekend. Lao Tzu says, "Do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear?" The ancient sage, "Be wise as the sea itself." Having a long-term view often means settling down, letting the murky waters clear, and seeing things as they truly be before charting a course. To look far ahead is to chart a path few dare. With patience and purpose, you can weather any storm and seize the treasures that lie behind the horizon. Steve Jobs said, "If you really look closely, most overnight successes took a long time." Aye, Jobs knew the truth. A flash of success be rare. Most bright stars in this world built their shine over years of labor, patience, and vision. With scientific breakthroughs, Americans are living longer, so you need to have a plan in place to pay for life's expenses into old age, just in case you do survive that long. In the financial realm, this be called longevity risk. The longer you live, the more likely you shall encounter challenges. Try to plan ahead so that these challenges don't completely sink your ship, but just cause a brief stretch of stormy water. Habit number 4, develop a plan and set sail. Over 75% of American millionaires have written down financial goals, a plan to navigate the voyage, and the discipline to stick to the plan. Old blood and guts himself, General George S. Patton, growled, "A good plan, violently executed now, is better than a perfect plan next week." Patton knew that a ship stuck in port ain't going anywhere fast. A plan be vital, but take an action. Aye, that be the difference between drifting and making way. And this be exactly what Blackbeard teaches. Determine where you be on the map. Decide where it is you'd like to be. Get advice from those who have reached that shore before, who can tell you where the sandbars and reefs be, and help you chart a course. And then, cast off, take action. You should never reach any destination if you don't weigh anchor and leave the safety of the port. Be aware, there shall be distractions along the way. But if a storm throws you off course, ride it out, and then get back on track. If a siren call of quick profits distracts you, take your eyes off them and get back to your plan. Chasing quick profits has sunk many a ship. Habit number 5. Don't set sail on a risky venture until you have developed some financial security. While the American wealthy do take calculated investment and business risks to grow their wealth over time, they don't take chances when it comes to their family's financial security. In fact, studies show that over 90% of millionaires have a financial plan that incorporates the possibility of an unplanned financial or health emergency. Now there's wisdom in building a stronghold of gold before you go risking it all on wild schemes. Many a clever soul is warned that solid foundations be the key to weathering storms and taking bold steps. Here be a few fine quotes to keep your keels steady before diving into the deep waters of risk. Warren Buffett be saying, "Do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving." Aye, save first, then sail forth with confidence. Benjamin Franklin wrote, Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. Old Ben warns that even the smallest cracks in your financial hull can lead to ruin. Plug them holes, keep your reserves solid, and you'll stay afloat when storms hit. This B-boy Blackbeard never sets sail without a dinghy aboard, just in case. Typically, you'll want that backup plan to have two key components. One, an emergency fund containing about 6 months' living expenses. And two, adequate long-term disability insurance coverage to help you protect your most valuable asset. That be your ability to earn an income. So be sure and set the family up securely before you sail off on a dangerous voyage to seek your fortune. Habit number six, stay optimistic in the face of events you can't control. Anne Frank wrote, think of all the beauty still left around you and be happy. Even in the darkest waters, there be light to guide you forward. A heart full of optimism makes the journey brighter, no matter the tide or tempest. Keep your chin up, your spirits high, and face each new day as if you were meant to conquer it. Whether it be upcoming elections, inflation, currency devaluation, the fate of Social Security, or what you have, the wealthy stay optimistic in the face of strong crosswinds or heavy rains. The reason they be optimistic be because they have a financial plan designed for all seasons, as mentioned in habit number four. Develop the habit that American millionaires have, which be an ever-evolving financial plan and an optimistic view of the future. No sailor can control the future. That be what makes having a good financial plan so important to building and preserving wealth. If you set your sails properly with a well-charted course, it helps avoid risks that sink other ships. Using proven strategies will also minimize damage to your long-term prosperity caused by these unexpected storms. Winston Churchill said, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Aye, 'tis all in how you spy the horizon. Habit number seven, seek professional financial advice. The wealthy have a habit of taking financial advice from them what do it for a living. They don't be looking to TikTok influencers or self-anointed financial gurus living in their parents' basement. Most of the wealthy work with a financial advisor, who be their most trusted source of financial information. Feel free to ask your broke neighbor for his opinion, but if you want to be wealthy, don't take his scurvy advice. Warren Buffett, Ben Franklin, Robert Kiyosaki, Dave Ramsey, and others agree that savvy financial advice pays dividends, and a good financial guide be as important as a sturdy compass. Do you think it'd be a coincidence that most American millionaires seem to have the same habits? Blackbeard be not a big believer in coincidence. To myself, this be more like a treasure map, guiding all who follow to a better life. Let me know if you agree or disagree, and if you be a millionaire and have a closet full of gold, well, send me your address. I'd like to come by and have a chat with you sometime. Also, be sure and mention when you shall not be present so that I don't happen to come by and miss seeing you. What's that? No, really, I have mended me old ways, trust me. Methinks that me agrees with Rodney Dangerfield, who says, I don't get no respect. Very well, develop the habits of the wealthy and watch your treasure chest grow. Blackbeard, casting off.
Well then, that concludes Financial Habits of the Wealthy. A fine bit of treasure for the mind, wouldn't you say? But before I let you go, I've a small bone to pick with our dear captain. You see, a few ports back, I happened upon a note in the cabin. Sweet-scented parchment, fancy curling letters, and signed with a name I've never heard him mention. Brandy. Now I asked him, nice and fair, who this Brandy lass might be and what port the wench be harbored in, but wouldn't you know it? The scoundrel just grinned, tipped his hat, and said, a pirate never tells all his secrets. That be one secret too many for me liking. So I've decided the captain shall be sleeping on the cannon deck tonight with the cold iron and no blanket, but regret. Let that be a lesson to any sailor who keeps secrets from his first lady. This be Arabella Nightwind, signing off with a warning to the crew. Romance with a pirate is always a dance on a blade's edge. But, oh, how it keeps life interesting. Fair winds, mates. Until next time. Oh, and one last thing before I send you ashore. While digging through more of the captain's captured treasures, I also uncovered a curious recording about something called a Bitcoin. Sounds like a bit of Pieces of Eight to me, though the title's as strange as a sailor wearing silk. Orange pilled? Whatever in the seven seas that means. I haven't the foggiest. I'll be posting that one soon enough, once the captain earns his way back into his quarters. Until then, keep your compass true and your heart guarded. Arabella out.